主内的弟兄姊妹，大家早安。
Dear brothers and sisters, good morning.
到目前为止，我还没有看到一位朋友。
Until this time, I haven't seen a gospel friend among us yet.
但是，我仍然愿意在这里操练，述说主的大爱。
I still like to practice to preach about the great love of our Lord.
见证他是。永远存活，永远活在我里面的一位。
To testify that he lives forever and he lives in my heart.
今天早晨我有新的感动。
And this morning I was moved by something new.
并不是因为我们在这边有一个新的聚会场所。
I'm not moved because we have a new facility here.
而是，真的感受到神何等的爱我们，把我们摆在这里。
I truly feel how God has loved us and He placed us right here.
能够为他发光。
So that we may shine for His sake.
我们要在这里成为这地区的祝福。
And we want to become blessing of this location.
今天早晨唱的这两首诗歌。
The two songs we sang earlier.
可以说，是我从十几岁开始就非常爱喜爱的诗歌
are some of my favorite songs since I was a child.
但是经过了几乎是三四十年的时间
Now three or even four decades have passed by.
这首诗歌实在还是述说了我前后两次两种不同的情形认识主的情况
And they still fully describe my two conditions before and after I came to know the Lord.
第一首诗歌讲到神的创造何其伟大
First song we talk about how great is the creation of God
我从小就非常喜爱观赏大自然
I love natural scenery since I was a child
我常常想说这个阳光空气水对我们人是何等的重要
I often notice the importance of sun, air and water to us
我们常常忽略了我们乃是靠神的创造在这边存习就是靠主的主给我们赐给我们的东西在这边赐给我们这个生生相习
We often neglect the important things that God has given to us that support our life
我们忽略了神给我为我们创造的这个山水树木花草树木跟所有的动植物都是来供应我们的
and we often neglect the fact all these creations are here to supply for our life
当我们能够认识说这些创造是为了我们的时候
once we truly realize all these are made for our sake
我们怎能不举起心来感谢他或赞美他
but lift up our hearts and give him thanks
我们里面有神生命的人所不同的一点
And for people that have the life of God, there's one uniqueness about us.
就是我们来到这个认识的这一点是父神，我们的父来为我们预备了这一切。
That we come to realize that it is our heavenly Father who has prepared all these for our sake.
他为我们所预备的是何等的完全。
And what he has prepared for us is so perfect and complete.
我常常想，我们如果看到一个人。那我们就应该要想说哦你的父亲是谁
Oftentimes we may see a person we may wonder oh I wonder who his parents are
因为他不可能
who his father was
因为他不可能就这样平白的来到人间
because no one is born just like that
他的生命是来自他的父亲
his life must have a source his father
同样的我们今天人与人之间彼此相认识
the same way when we come to know each other
我们却没有想到说对方他的源头是来自父神
And many times we forgot about that each one of us has its origin which is our heavenly father
这是常常世人所忽略的
And there's something neglected by worldly people usually
主耶稣说他不撇下我们为孤儿
And Jesus has promised that I will never forsake you as an orphan
他将圣灵赐在世下来与我们同在
And I will give to you my spirit to be with you
我们不是孤儿我们乃是神所生的儿女
Therefore we are not orphans we are children born by God
我在讲到刚才第二首诗歌呢
And the second hymn we sang
就是主从这个外面的创造者变成在我里面的圣灵
Is this creator God who created everything outside of me now has come into me inside of me
他能够陪伴我过一生的生活
And he will accompany all the days of my life
我现在就是回想到我第一次，我大概是在三四岁的时候，就有母亲告诉我说我里面有圣灵。
When I was 3 or 4 years old, my mom told me there is a Holy Spirit dwelling in my heart.
就像我的小女儿三四岁的时候也问我说，你说有主，那主在哪里呢？
Just like my youngest daughter, when she was 3 or 4 years old, she asked me, "You said there is the Lord. Where is He?"
我也是同样的回答，主无所不在。
And I gave her the same answer that Lord is everywhere.
他虽然是眼所不能见。
Maybe you cannot see Him with your eyes.
但是他是在活在我们里面。
But He lives in our heart.
也在我们前后左右。
And He lives outside of us everywhere.
你所思所想他都知道。
And He knows what you're thinking.
做母亲的爱儿女，但是有一天儿女长大，他不能永远陪伴他。
I love you as a parent, but I cannot be always with you.
但是呢，我们的主他是圣灵，他可以永远与我们同在。
But our Lord, He's a spirit, and He can be with us forever.
我今天讲一点我得救的见证。
And I'd like to share with you how I was saved.
就是当我知道了主是随时与我同在的。
And once I know that Lord is with me all the time,
我心里就变成非常的敏非常的敏锐。
I became quite sensitive to Him.
常常觉得有声音对我说话。
And often felt that there's a voice speaking to me.
就是在里面像恩膏涂抹教训我。
It's like anointed teaching dwelling in my heart.
他自我年幼的时候就会常常问我说，诶，你现在做的事情是讨父神喜悦的吗？是你母亲你父亲所允许的吗？
He often asked me, what you're doing now, is something pleasing to God or approved by your parents since I was very young?
就像每一位小孩子可能所经验的不知不觉之间就向父母撒了一个谎。
And very easily, many children have this problem that we, without knowing, we lie to our parents.
因为你只是怕被处罚。
Because you were afraid to be punished.
那当你想要商店里的某个糖果或饼干的时候。
And when you see something you really like, such as candies or cookies in the store.
你就想赶快到父亲的口袋里去找找看有没有零钱。
And you thought, let's see if I can find some change in my daddy's pocket.
那主就常常对我说话。
And the Lord spoke to me often about it.
让我知道我应该顺从主的话说，不可做不讨主喜悦的事。
He taught me to obey to the teaching of the Lord, which is to do not do anything that's not pleasing to God.
那即长到四年级九岁的时候。
When I was 9 years old, a fourth grader.
有一件事情就是我跟同学在玩。
One time I was playing with my friend.
他就手上拿了一支很尖锐的铅笔。他。
My friend was holding this very sharp pencil.
就在他跟我挥舞的时候。
When she was waving that pencil in her hand.
那支铅笔就戳进了我的眼睛下方。
Accidentally, the pencil pierced through the lower part of my eye.
而且铅就断在里面。
And the lead broke into my skin.
那事情发生以后。
And once that happened.
虽然我父母并没有说去找对方去理论。
Although my parents did not argue with the kids and his parents.
只是觉得说还好眼睛没有瞎。
But they were thankful that I was not blind because of that.
但是呢，对一个女孩子来说，就有一个黑疤在那里。
But to me, a young girl, there's this mark constantly.
我自己虽然不太去在意。
Even though I may not pay too much attention about it.
但是对做母亲的来说，觉得这是一个脸上的瑕疵，多么可惜。
Yeah, that's just an imperfection to my mom that I have this mark on my face.
但是这件事情发生不久以后
And not long after that,
这位同学他就感冒生病了没有来上学
My friend caught cold and she did not come to work and come to school anymore
我却心里有感动说要去探望他
Yet I feel that I should go visit her
我就买了一些小点心啊蛋糕放在一个那个纸袋子里面
So I bought some nice pastries and put in a bag
去探望他
went to visit her.
然后还跟他说我是信主耶稣的
and I shared with her you know I'm a Christian
我不介意他所做的事情
and I don't mind what she did to me
就是很希望她也信主耶稣。
And my wish is that she can also come to know the Lord.
这件事情是因为后来有人问起来说，你这辈子你记得 你有什么事情你原谅了人了吗？
And because one time people asked me, do you ever forgive, have you ever forgiven somebody in your life?
我就想说这是我最早的一次原谅人的一个见证了。
And that was my very first time forgiving somebody.
那当然其实在我们的人生里面有许许多多因为人的过失，人的人的性格的差异，觉得 我自己被冒犯了。
And gradually when I was growing up, of course there are times because I'm imperfect, I often feel I'm offended by others.
但是因为主也光照我，神既然可以原谅我所有的过失过错跟罪犯，
But because the Lord shed light in my heart to the things I have forgiven you all your iniquities,
我们也应该照样的来原谅人家。
And we should also forgive others as he has forgiven us.
那另外一个小见证是我在12岁六年级的时候。
And that time was when I was 12 years old at the 6th grade.
我经历了生病得医治。
And I experienced the healing miracle of the Lord.
那天呢是下着倾盆大雨。
I remember that day was raining dogs and cats.
也是晚上蛮晚的时刻了。
And it was very late at night.
我就大咳不止。
And I was coughing, could not stop.
我就只好那个抱着那个脸盆，整个人都像举起来了一样的咳。
And I was holding onto this vest, container and then cough without stopping.
那因为下大雨不能顾到计程车，也不能顾到三轮车。
Because it was raining so hard late at night, we could not even find a taxi.
我父母没办法带我去医生诊所。
My parents could not take me to any clinics or hospitals.
只好让我躺在床上，那我记得我母亲陪伴在我身边。
So I could only sleep on my bed with my mom next to me.
她只对我说一句，你呼喊主的名。
She said, just call to the name of the Lord.
我真的是已经到了没办法的地步。
At that time, I really had no other choice.
我也没有做什么长的祷告。
I did not have a long prayer either.
我心里就不断的呼喊主。
All I did was cry out to the Lord constantly.
就在这样的几分钟以后。
And just within a few minutes.
非常奇妙的。
Miraculously.
我的咳嗽完全停止了。
My cough stopped completely.
没有经过医生的医治。
Without the treatment from a doctor.
我就完全痊愈了。
I was completely healed.
那自从这个经验以后，
And after that experience,
我真的可以勇敢地说，神可以成为我们的医治。
I could bravely testify by saying the Lord can be my healing.
因为他有能力。
Because he is able.
我们是他手所造的。
And we are made by his hand.
只有他最了解我们所有的状况。
Only he truly and thoroughly understands our condition.
今天所有的医生，他们虽然在专业在某一项。
Medical doctors may specialize in a certain area.
但是他们还常常的不知所措。
But many times they don't have solution for our problems.
所以感谢神，我们只要来求告他。
So we're thankful to the Lord. Just call on to his name.
我们相信有一些的疾病跟患难是帮助我们来求告他。
And believing a lot of times troubles or difficulties are bringing us closer to him to call upon his name.
是为了要让我们的心来转向他。
So that our hearts can be turned toward him.
他受了鞭伤。
He was whipped.
的确是让我们得医治。
So that we can be healed.
当我们在信心里面。
By faith.
我们可以胜过。
We can overcome many things.
我常常经验，当我越觉得最软弱的时候。
And often time I experience, especially during my weakest point.
下一分钟我就可以经历无比的刚强。
And that's the time I can experience unusual strength right afterwards.
所以经过40年。
After 4 decades now.
我今天能够站在这里。
I can stand up here.
觉得本身就是一个见证。
And I said, this is the testimony itself.
因为在我人生高低起伏。
Because I've gone through the ups and downs of life.
他让我经历了他的真实可靠。
And throughout, he helped me to experience his faithfulness.
他也让我经历他是可宝可爱。
Also his preciousness.
他是一切正面的。
He's all the positive things.
就如他是光，他是爱。
Just like he's light and he's love.
他是圣洁, 他是公义,
he's holy and he's righteous.
他是得胜,
and he is triumphant.
他胜过一切负面的,
he triumphed over all the negative things.
他胜过黑暗, 死亡,
he triumphed over death and darkness.
所以他是复活,
and
他,
he is resurrection.
他也是生命,
and he is life.
他常常是我的力量, 我的帮助, 我的诗歌,
he is my aid, my help, and my song.
我喜欢看山, 所以这节经节, 我要向山举目, 因为我的帮助从何而来, 我,
I like to look at mountains because a song reminds me that I like to look up to the mountains because that's where my help came from.
因为我的帮助从耶和华而来,
and my help comes from the Lord.
这在我, 读初中高中为了升学考试的压力之下,
especially when I was in my junior high and high school time, I was facing the pressure of taking the entrance examination.
常常借着一眼望到山就提醒我自己的一句话,
every time when I look at the mountain, I remind myself that verse.
而且主是我的父, 我们刚才唱的诗歌, 他是我, 他是生我爱我的,
and also the Lord is my father who has given birth to me and who loves me.
他是我的君王, 我的祭司,
and he's my king and he's my priest.
因为他带领我如何的来敬拜神,
he has led me to worship the Lord.
他是我的保惠师, 意思就是我的教师, 我的恩膏,
he's my comforter, he's my teacher.
他是我的朋友, 我的伴侣,
and he's my friend, my companion.
他甚至是我的情人, 我的曾丈夫,
and he even is my lover and my true husband.
真的, 对每一位信主的人, 主都是我们的曾丈夫,
to every believer of the Lord, the Lord is our true husband.
他是我永远的住处,
and he's my forever dwelling place.
但是今天最真实, 最宝贵的, 乃是, 他是活活生生的住在我里面的一位,
and the most important thing and most precious thing to me is that he actually lives in my heart.
我真觉得穷我一生,
and I think this is the love story I can never fully describe in my life.
所以感谢主, 在我, 认识主以后, 我就, 特别在一次, 初一的寒假特会里面,
I remember after I believed in the Lord, there was this winter conference.
那是我受浸以后了，我就在那个聚会里面讲到，我们人乃是有灵在里面。
And in that conference, they taught us that there's a spirit inside of us.
而主耶稣基督他从死里复活升天。
And Jesus Christ has risen from the dead, ascending into heaven.
并成为一位赐生命的灵。
And he has become the spirit that gives life.
住进我的灵里,
that dwells into our heart,
永远不离开我,
and he will never depart from us.
这个聚会对我的影响很大,
and that retreat really had a great impact in my life.
因为我想, 这样的知识, 这样的认识, 真是学校里课本里找不到的,
because I found that what I just heard in that conference was something I never learned in school.
从此我就非常非常渴慕聚会,
and from that time around, I just had this desire and longing to come to the meetings.
我相信每一个聚会, 讲到神的话语, 跟从弟兄姊妹的见证里, 都是与我有益的,
and I believe every teaching in the meeting regarding his words as well as the testimonies shared by brothers and sisters are beneficial to me.
我, 真是 enjoy, 就是非常的喜欢这个聚会呢, 我爸爸就常常说, 你都把聚会的地方当作家, 你不把你的家当作家了。
I enjoy church meetings so much that even my father says, you know, church is more like your home than your home.
每一次放学, 我都还常常邀请同学跟我一起到聚会的地方。
And I like to invite my friends to come to church with me after school.
只是两个人, 我们就坐下来教, 我们唱诗歌。
Maybe just two of us, we will sit down in the church and we'll sing songs together.
所以一个星期当中我有 青年聚会, 我有大人的见证聚会, 我有主日早晨的信息聚会, 晚上的波饼聚会, 我都不愿意漏掉。
And every week I will go to every church meeting, such as young adult meeting, an adult meeting, and Sunday morning message, and breaking of bread on Sunday night.
所以 初中高中六年, 我在主日聚会之前曾跟 去坐公车去带儿童班, 然后再回来聚会, 没有间断过。
And for 6 years long, through from 7th grade to 12th grade, and when I had my morning devotion and took bus to go to church to teach Sunday school and attend Sunday services, for 6 years long, I never stopped doing that.
回想这那真是我一生最值得
最有价值的一段时间。 And looking back, that was the most precious, most valuable period of time in my life.
在初中的时候, 因为我也常常跟同学传福音。
And when I was in junior high, I like to share gospel with my friends.
所以在毕业的这个纪念册上面,
never on the yearbook.
同学就是写, 很多同学写这么一句话, 你是神的宠儿。
And many friends wrote this comment as you are the loved one of God.
我希望他们并不是看我的外表,我的功课,我会弹琴这些事情。
And I hope they don't say that because I'm able to play piano for God and I do well in school.
而是我是一位真正得到主而非常喜乐的人。
And I wish they said because they saw there's true joy in me because I have Him.
我感谢主像这样的同学, 他们在20多年以后告诉我说, 哎呀, 他也信主了。
And I truly rejoiced greatly when I met some of my friends 2 decades later. They told me that I am a Christian too.
是因为你当初带过我去过聚会。
It's all because you brought me to church before.
我偷偷地看到你在校园里面读圣经。
And how I saw you reading Bibles on campus.
感谢主，我并不是故意的要去彰显自己。
I'm thankful because I was not doing that as a show.
但是我知道主在我里面是比万有都大。
But I truly knew the one who is inside of me is greater than all things outside.
他自己会发光。
He will shine through me himself.
他自己会影响我周围的人。
And he will impact people around me.
所以我今天就是简短的见证。
Therefore, I just want to share briefly here.
我的主是真是 善是美,
to testify that my Lord is true and is good and is beautiful.
而且他陪伴了我, 充满了信和望和爱的一生。
And he has walked with me and let my life be filled with love, faith, and hope.
是这信望爱是他的自己。
And the hope, the love, and faith are nothing but himself.
经过了试炼和试探。
Through many trials and many temptations.
他的真实 就是更深更深地刻在我里面。
And the truth is that he has imprinted himself deeper and deeper in my heart.
今天我们能坐在这里,
And the very fact that we're sitting here,
享受波饼聚会,
enjoy him in the breaking of bread meeting,
操练福音聚会,
and to practice to preach gospel here,
都是非常非常有福的。
And our evidence that we are blessed.
我们是蒙神, 神特别拣选的,
We've been chosen by him.
我们永远因为他的灵在我们里面,
and because of his spirit is inside of us.
我们必不离开他,
we'll never depart from him.
我们也要在永远里面与他同在,
and we'll be with him forever and even in eternity.
感谢主,
I thank the Lord.
愿主祝福大家。
May the Lord bless everybody.
Amen.